Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. Professor Josiah Osgood's new book is Uncommon Wrath: How Caesar, the Warrior, and Rhetorician, and Cato, the Rhetorician and Busybody, how Caesar and Cato's deadly rivalry destroyed the Roman Republic. We've introduced Pompey, who's successful as a general and wins his triumph and is a man seen as the strongest representative of Roman military. Now we introduce a man named Crassus, because Pompey and Caesar and Crassus are going to find a way to work together. What do we need to know about Crassus, and how did Caesar use Crassus, Professor?
Yeah, so Crassus really was, perhaps other than Catiline, one, the shadiest politician in Rome, and had that reputation. And Olivier did play him very well in Kubrick's movie Spartacus, so I do recommend that portrayal. So Crassus came of age in this civil war and really used it to advance himself, wanted to make money. He would do things like, or at least so we're told by his ancient biography, would show up during fires. Rome had terrible fires, and he'd offer sort of cut rate prices for real estate as the tenements were burning down, and snap up these bargains, then redevelop the land. So he had a lot of money, and he wanted always to kind of advance his finances as well as his political fortunes. So he found in young Caesar a helper. And the two of them kind of cooperated on various schemes. Probably later, their critics exaggerated some of these things. Fake news was very much a phenomenon in ancient Rome. And the two really came together along with Pompey in a kind of unexpected alliance in some ways, towards after this religious scandal, after the Catilinarian conspiracy. And what happened was Cato was kind of blocking all of them from getting various things they wanted. So the three of them came together.
And in coming together, they represent politics, they represent military, and they represent money. A great combination. And they established what looks to be stability, but not for Cato. Cato is extremely unhappy with their conduct, especially because we're coming up with important posts that they can hold. And we best establish, Professor, as I understand the ladder climbing of officials in Rome, you begin with an edile.
Yeah, the first office actually is the quaestorship, which would be the financial position.
The quaestorship is the money one.
Yeah.
But before that, the one that handled roads and stadiums, that was below quaestorship?
That was actually an optional office that typically you would hold. If you did hold it, you would hold it next. That one could be quite expensive because you were expected to sort of top up the funds out of your own fortune. You know, one of the amazing differences between Roman politics and our own. So Caesar held it. And, you know, this is where having a friend like Crassus came in handy. He could borrow money to put on the most lavish games.
So edile and quaestorship. And what's after that?
Yeah. So the next required office would be that of praetor. And these were essentially judicial officers. And then after holding that office, often you were sent overseas to govern for a year. So Caesar held that office and came back. That was when he went off to Spain. He came back and was sort of looking for a triumph, one of these great parades, after his victories in Spain. But what he also wanted was to rise to the next office, the top office. That was the consulship.
Right.
And there were two consuls a year. always there was more than one of everything, because the Romans didn't like the idea of power concentrated in the hands of one person.
Until they did. Now, there's a parallel officialdom, the tribunate. There's also the tribal assembly and the plebeian assembly. The tribunate, however, has a power. It's the veto power. What does that mean, Professor?
Yeah. So the tribunes started as a separate office. They were supposed to represent the ordinary people, the so-called plebs. And there were 10 elected each year. And they had this awesome power of veto. And that allowed them really to block practically any other branch of government from doing almost anything. Now, I mean, can you imagine nowadays what this would lead to? So even in Rome, right, I mean, the potential for gridlock was tremendous with that. So they were supposed to exercise it cautiously. It really did have to be on behalf of the people, and it had to be justified. But it was an awesome power, and it increasingly came to be abused, I think it's fair to say, in the late Roman Republic as these political quarrels heated up.
We now have established the battle between Caesar and Cato, but we also need to mention that there's a running story through all of these events, which is the optimates, the senior senatorial figures, and the new men, who are often advancing themselves into the Senate. Caesar sides with the populares, the new men, are the leaders of the populares, or the emerge from the populares. Cato sides with the optimates, but they really were the same people, Professor. That's what's often confusing. Caesar was as much optimates as he was populares, and Cato was as much populares in terms of his reforms as he was optimates. Did it confuse the Senate that they never knew which side they were on? We have about a minute.
Yeah. So it was these small group of families that tended to dominate, as we've been discussing. And, you know, Roman politics wasn't really organized around parties as we do it nowadays in democracies. It would be organized around personalities. And you would have, you know, followers of one guy, followers of the other. But there was a group that sort of liked the noble families controlling the Senate to be in charge. And Cato sided with them. These would be the so-called best men, the optimates. And then Caesar thought, these people are a clique. They're too powerful. Let's go to the people. Let's have the people pass laws in their own interests. So they're not parties. And that's why it, you know, is harder to follow than R versus D or blue versus red. But there's sort of instincts, techniques, philosophies that kind of organize people. And really, it is the central issue, right? Should the Senate have power with its noble families, or should the people be put more in charge of things?
And Caesar and Pompey and Crassus, to an extent, disrupt this neat little formula by suggesting land redistribution and reforms. And their allies suggest handing out grain distribution in Rome. Very upsetting to the Senate that has things neatly arranged in the courts. And so when we come back, the predicate for what will become the catastrophe of the Civil War. The book is Uncommon Wrath. Josiah Osgood is the author. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.